of your ability to fight, Poxenarian. I had listened to rumors, to my shame, but I knew you would be able to sense evil in the Taig. A few days later, threading along another forest trail between Tamar and Fair, Pox felt a strange pressure in her head. She stumbled, suddenly dizzy. Fair caught her arm before she fell. Tamar whirled, alert. What happened? Fair looked closely at her face. Pox could feel the sweat springing cold on her neck. I don't know. Something inside, in my head, it all whirled. She knew she wasn't making sense. Her stomach roiled. Pressure crushed her chest. She fought for breath. Out of her past came the image of Siniava's ambush in the forest, the day of the storm. Danger! She managed to gasp. Where? Giron now stood before her. Pox felt, rather than saw, his concern. She leaned against Fair, unable to speak, sick and shaking with fear and the unbearable touch of some evil. She heard Giron say, Stay with her, Fair, the rest of you— She was huddled on the ground. Beneath her nose the soil had a faint, sour tang. At last she managed to draw a full breath, then another. Whatever it was had not disappeared. She could still feel that loathsome pressure, but it seemed to be concentrating elsewhere. Pox pushed herself up on hands and knees. Above her, Fair's voice, Are you better? She nodded. She didn't trust her voice. Slowly, feeling at every moment that she might fall into separate pieces, she sat back on her heels, managed to rise to her feet. Deliberately, she took the great bow from her shoulder and braced her leg to string it. With the bow strung, she pulled an arrow from her quiver, checked the fletching, then took another to hold as she had been taught. She looked around. The others had disappeared into the trees. Only Fair was visible, standing beside her now, his own bow strung and ready. Can you speak? Are you spelled? She knew instantly that one of his arrows would be for her, if she were. No. Her voice surprised her, clear and low. It held none of the unease she felt. No, it's looking elsewhere. It is very close, but I can't tell where. Too close. Fair nodded. After you fell, we all could feel something wrong. Did it attack you, or— Pox shook her head. I don't think it did. Somehow I must be sensitive to it, whatever it is, as night creatures are to a flash of light. It is rare for a human to be more sensitive to anything than an elf, or part elf. Fair sounded faintly affronted. Do you have a god, perhaps, enlightening your mind? Pox did not want to discuss it. The sense of wrong and danger was as strong as ever, though it did not center on her. Now that the sickness was past, she tried to feel her way toward its location. She turned her head from side to side, eyes half shut, a slight tingle there. She could see nothing openly. Fair was watching her, still alert. I think that way. Pox nodded to the uphill side of the trail. I still don't feel any direction. He looked worried. Perhaps we should wait until Giron comes. No. If we move, we have a chance of surprising it, whatever it is. If we wait here— Pox took a cautious step off the trail. The tingle intensified, a sort of mental itch. She shivered and moved on. She looked at each tree and stone, as the rangers had taught her. She knew the names now of nearly all the trees and herbs. When she glanced back at Fair, he was following in her tracks, his bow already drawn. A fir, another fir, a spruce, a massive stone ledge, high enough to break the forest roof and let in more light, lay just